The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Well, what's good, everybody? Welcome in to the Early Edge in 5. What a busy day at the brand. Still to come at the top of the hour. Don't forget the prop shop is open with the best prop bettor in all of America, Prop Stars. And, of course, tonight at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, me and the crew counting down to Thursday Night Football. What a game. Dolphins and the Bengals, more best bets right here, though. Before we get to 7:30, let's bring in the stars of the show, or should I say the star of the show. It's just two men today, but this kind of feels like we're going back to 2020. Maestro, just me and you, just chopping it up. What's up, big boy?
Yeah, we don't even need anybody else.
No, we never did. We really never did. All right, let's get right into it, because this is Early Edge in 5 for a reason. I'm going to go first. I've got a play, and I'm inspired by my man, Prop Stars, Mike Gesicki of the fighting Miami Dolphins, under 20.5, minus 140, a little juicy. But so far this year, he has 6 catches for 48 yards. He's averaging 16 yards a game. One catch, 6 yards in the last game. They're not going to throw to him again tonight. I love this play. Pop Stars has been all over Gesicki this year. Now, we got 2 big plays from Sportsline itself. If you're not a Sportsline member, what are you doing? Use the promo code EARLY. So many of you tweeted me today and said, I did it today. So glad that you did. Now, from Sportsline, we're going to go with what? Rockies, Giants, over 7. You heard Alabama on the morning show talking about how the Giants have dominated. They've been winning by at least 2 runs. This is a low total. We'll sail to the over, minus 115. Then you heard Jake Fetner on the morning show. He said BYU spread's too big, but first quarter spread, he likes that a lot. -7, -110, first quarter BYU, -7. Now, we have reached the time of the show. You know how much the last spot in the show means to me.
Whoa, Coach, what are you doing? We got one more pick. Coach, we don't got time for that. This is the M5. We only got 2.5 more minutes here. So, from our boy AB, having a few technical problems today, he is going with Tua Tagovailoa over a half an interception at minus 135 tonight. Had to help my boy AB out.
I will deal with you later. Ladies and gentlemen, Jake the Snake, our brand new producer, who clearly does not care who runs the show. I'll deal with you later.
It's me.
Maestro, what do you think about the quarterback whisperer and throwing out Tua, throwing at least one pick tonight?
I think it could happen. Through 10 picks last season, has 2 so far this season. Obviously, he's not 100%. If he gets hurt early, though, you could lose that pick if he gets knocked out of the game. But, yeah, I think they'll be throwing a ton. They can't really run the ball well. I think it's going to be a high-scoring shootout. I think that is a decent play.
I agree with you a lot. Now, Capper Taylor in the chat says, who in the blue hell is this? Old guy, I used to work with you, say that a lot. All right, I will deal with Jake later. How long he's worked here? About what, 2 months? Month and a half?
You got me.
I hope he liked it. Okay, now, Maestro, the floor is yours.
All right, I tweeted this out earlier. I love Joe Mixon to go under his rushing prop today. Got it at 66.5 on FanDuel. You're going to see it a little bit lower at other spots. They give him the volume. That's not the problem. The problem is the efficiency. 2.8 yards a carry. Part of it is his fault, but part of it, the O-line, this revamped O-line, is not creating a lot of holes. In fact, he's getting contacted on average within a yard of the line of scrimmage, and Miami defends the run well. Their numbers don't look good because they played Lamar Jackson, they played Josh Allen. If you take out those guys and you just consider running backs against the Miami defense, you're talking about 3.7 yards per carry. You're also talking about a bad Miami pass defense. This is going to be a big passing attempt game for Burrow. I don't think they're going to keep pounding it into that wall with Joe Mixon. I think they're going to come out throwing. I love Mixon under 66.5.
What would you play this down to, sir?
64.5, still widely available. Fine with that.
Okay, very, very good. All right. Now, Sinful Saint in the chat said, Jake's starting to kill coach's flow already. It's going to be a long season. Yeah, for Jake, it's going to be a long season. Grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here's the recap, courtesy, at least for today, Jake the Snake on the ones and the twos. AB, of course, his Wi-Fi went down. Tua, over a half interception. Just throw one. and we'll cash that ticket. Joe Mixon under 66 and a half rush yards for all the great reasons that the maestro just told you. Then me, courtesy of Prop Stars and turning me on to him this year, Mike Gesicki, we're going to go under 20 and a half receiving yards, minus 140. Then two big plays from Sportsline itself, Rockies Giants over 7, minus 115. Then Jake Fetner, BYU minus 7. This is not official play for him. I made it for the site. But he gave you all the incredible nuggets this morning. Jake's going to be a big part of our shows. And I like what he said. That's why I made BYU minus 7 first quarter in official play. Now, two more shows tonight. Top of the hour, Prop Shop, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, Early Edge Live. But for now, there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. My entire crew, love them all. Maestro, Jake the Snake, just a little bit. I'm the coach. Tell all your friends, it doesn't matter the sport, the day, the time. We grind for you every single day right here at the Early Edge. And sometimes we do it in five. Good luck.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.